Thoughts on Mark, Mark chapter 14, verses 1 and 2. Heart's malice. Now you remember we're having the curtain pulled back, and we can see, and we can hear, we can overlook and watch. We can see what's going on behind closed doors. The Passover and the Feast of the Unleavened Bread, were only 2 days away, and the chief priests and the teachers of the law were gathered together. They weren't discussing these great feast days. They weren't thinking of how to carry out these feasts and to see the glory of God amongst the people of God there, Israel, Judah. No, these chief priests and the teachers of the law were looking for some sly way, note that word, some crafty way to arrest Jesus and kill him. But not during the feast, they said, or the people may riot. Now we can hear their words. We can see them chatting together. And we know their hearts because God is telling us. We see their politics. And what a messy business it is. They want to lay their hands upon Christ. They want to put a stop to him. It's expedient, says Caiaphas. One man has got to die. Because if he doesn't die, it's us. It's either this man or it'll be our ruin. So, they object to Christ, they object to his teaching, they can't stand him, however nice their faces may be when they're asking their questions, however devoted they may appear to be in their religious observances, they hate the Messiah, they hate the Christ, they resent him, and they will not have this man to reign over them. This is how it is, my friend, with these Jews. Has it died out? Is everybody in church, whatever that may mean, singing the hymns, whatever that may mean, going through the motions, smiling nicely, shaking hands all round? Is everybody devoted to Christ? Or is there any heart malice among us? Is there any thought, yeah, I'll go along with it, I'll enjoy the free beers, the free meals, the free coffee and all the rest of it, and the warm atmosphere. But as for this man reigning over me, not a bit of it. They hate him here. They will not have him. And so they're going to destroy him. Trickery, scheming, deception, slyness. That's what it is. Crafty force. Remember, they're asking questions. They've been asking questions, but it's all crafty questions. Trying to trip him up. Will he make a mistake? Can we nail him? They're scheming against him. They got a secret agenda. Church politics are the most rotten of all politics. Political is almost a dirty word now. And here it is. In the Jews, among the Jews, and I'm afraid to say, we have to ask, we have to wonder how much this is carried over into the evangelical world. Rebellion, coldness, indifference, slyness, accompanied with a warm, seeming smile. They want to kill him. There's no neutrality. Can you understand this, believer? It's not going along with Christ that counts. If you're not for me, he says, if you're not devoted to me, if you're not trusting me, if you're not relying upon me, you're against me. Oh, no, I'm not against. No, no. No, no, my friend. Do you know so many excuses about science and atheism? It's just an excuse, you know, to cover up this. We do not want this Christ. We cannot abide his teaching, and as for his blood sacrifice, we're not going to have it. But they wanted it at their convenience. Oh, we don't want to stir the crowd up. We don't want to lose our power or right or power or influence or whatever it might be. Oh, no, our popularity. No, we're going to get our way. He's going to go, and we're going to succeed. Remember, Paul writing to Titus says one of the marks of the unbeliever is malice, hating one another, and so on. You read it in Romans as well. Well, my friend, you see it here. And I'll tell you this, that in the natural man's heart, there is not a neutrality. There is a hatred to Christ. I say it again, we will not have this man to reign over us. How often I would have gathered you, but you were not willing. You refused to come to me, that you might have life. John 5:40. Oh, may God speak to us. May the wraps be pulled off, my friend. If we don't want Christ, may we learn to say so. Do you remember that illustration I gave you once or twice about Spurgeon? When he said one night, if you don't want Christ, if you're dilly-dallying, so go home and get a pen out and write on a piece of paper, I want nothing more to do with this Christ. And one man tried to do it. But as he tried to write, he was broken down. He couldn't do it. And he was converted to the Lord Jesus. Be honest with Christ, my friend. For God sees the heart. And whatever is done in secret will come out in that final day of judgment. So, let's all be for Christ, eh? Now, all for Jesus. Oh, may it be so. Amen.